In the aftermath of the recent national election, it appears that a new energy has been devoted to solving the ongoing controversy over immigration reform. Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gumm. For those of us who live along the Arizona-Mexico border, security, immigration policy, and the economics of trans-border traffic never actually go away. One group of Arizonans has been inspired to focus attention on the plight of those people who are so desperate to improve their lives that they risk crossing the deadly desert expanse that makes up the Arizona-Mexico border. KAWC's Dave Reek, host of the daily music program The Bridge, recently spoke with musician Bob Neustadt of Flagstaff, who is part of a group of artists that created a new two-CD release, Border Songs, that focus attention on the border in an effort to raise funds for groups trying to save the lives of the people who die in the desert every year.
What happened was I've been taking students on field trips to the border for the last 3 years or so, and after the first time I went, I came back and I was just so blown away by the experiences that we had. We meet with recently deported people in Nogales and aid stations and hear their stories and hike on the trails where migrants cross into the country and see the dangers and the difficulties that they're going through. And we attended an Operation Streamline hearing in Tucson Federal Courthouse where they're all chained up and a group of 70 people get tried in one afternoon. And I came back and I wrote a song about this and I played it to Chuck. And he came up with the idea. He had a song about an undocumented person trying to get by in Chicago called Uphill. And he said, hey, I've got a song about this. You've got a song. Why don't we put together a CD and sell it as a benefit for No More Deaths? And I just thought it was such a great idea that I just kept begging him until he finally got a little closer and we committed. Originally we thought it was going to be a local thing and talk to local musicians and artists and things like that. And sort of some friends of friends started throwing some of the bigger named famous people at us. And when they agreed to do it, we were overwhelmed with happiness and then just started asking, inviting other people, and it just kept growing out of that.
What I find interesting about the project is that it's not, it's a lot of great music, but there's more than just music on the project. Can you talk about some of the other folks who got involved, folks like Charles Bowden?
Charles Bowden, we took an interview that he had given to Scott Carrier and kind of edited it down so that we just had him talking, and he's out in the desert looking up at the sky, and he just says some really powerful things. He's, you know, I don't know if you consider him a journalist or a commentator or what, but he's like a performance artist when he's out there.
Probably within 200 or 300 yards of the fence. And it's invisible. It's just like when you look overhead. There aren't any Mexican stars or American stars. It's like a great biological unity with a meat cleaver of law cutting it in half. If you look to the north, northeast, you can see the glow of the lights of Tucson. If you look down at your feet, they're going to have to move constantly for 3 days to get there. And they don't, you know, they can't move during the day much. After about 11 a.m., the heat will knock them down. They follow the person in front of them. They fall a lot. And they're afraid. They're afraid of the desert at night anyway. It's a different desert when you're being hunted. They've spent their life as human beings. They cross the wire. They become a deer surrounded by lions. The only thing you can really hear out here are insects and fear. Hundreds of square miles just crackling with fear.
And there's also some poetry here?
There is some great poetry there. We've got a poem called Arizona by a Salvadoran poet named Mario Bencastro, who writes about people dying in the deserts of Arizona. Short poem in Spanish, very, very powerful poem that really drives this project in a large respect, because that was the thing that really upset me when I started finding out more and more about the border was when I realized that over 6,000 people have died since 1994 trying to cross the border to get into this country. And each year we've got some 200 people dying in the deserts of Arizona. And it's almost a hidden disaster. Nobody even knows about this. If you ask people, they have no idea how extensive the disaster is. So we've got this beautiful poem by Mario Bencastro in Spanish, and we have a poem by Margaret Randall, who is a very important North American poet, and she went to the wall and visited it with sound sculptor Glenn Wyant. And she gives this reading about borders and talking about the wall specifically, and she's there with the sound sculptor Glenn Wyant, and what he does is he plays the wall as a musical instrument. So we took the sound of him playing the wall, he attaches contact microphones to it and bows it and then mixes it up in a laptop. And about halfway through that Margaret Randall poem, we start to slowly bring in the sound of Wyant's bowing of the wall.
Surrounded by virtual fence towers, billions spent on failure, dry ocotillo, barbed wire, rusted mattress springs, patched metal from every war, and imposing cement-filled tubes, we have full measure of might, bereft of right. In the blue haze of distance, Mount Babo Kivari holds a permanent stance of knowledge and warning. Born long before the wall and destined to remain a landmark after desert reclaims its hideous scar.
It's amazing. I mean, obviously, this is a serious subject and a very important issue, but there is some fun on here. I know Tom Russell has never seen an issue that he couldn't poke fun at.
Yeah, Tom Russell has this great song called Who's Gonna Build Your Wall When You Send All the Mexicans Home? And he is definitely making reference to this very, very serious thing, but poking fun at the American hypocrisy, because, you know, our economy is really sustained by undocumented workers, from agriculture to meat packing to hospitality industry, roofing, whatever. There are so many jobs that you can't find documented people to do because they're so difficult and so poorly paid. And if we, you know, were able to magically deport the undocumented people in one day, the economy would just collapse. So Tom Russell makes fun of this.
I got 800 miles of open border right outside my door. There's Minutemen in little pickup trucks who've declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall?
What I was impressed with also is with the CD, this great booklet inside that has a lot of important details about the issues of cross-border transportation.
Yeah, you know what we're trying to do with this? We've got three goals with this project. We are trying to share a lot of great art and music, and there's also a very powerful series of photographs in there that show the situation on the border. And we're also trying to raise awareness and educate people because, like I said, it's sort of a hidden catastrophe. People don't understand the real details of what's going on. And then lastly, we're raising money for this humanitarian organization, No More Deaths, No Más Muertes, because You know, some people call this a political issue, and the political solution is a long way off. And, you know, I hope that our representatives can hammer something through and can improve the situation politically with comprehensive immigration reform. But in the meantime, there are people out there dying. There were 179 people that died just last year in Arizona alone. And that issue is very simple. People need water, they need food, they need clothing. So we're just trying to provide money to this organization that has basically no overhead. It's all volunteer. They don't even have an office where they're paying rent anywhere. It's people going out in the desert and putting out food and helping people when they need it. And so that's our third goal, is to raise money and save lives. And this is the only way I know of that somebody can put 29 gallons of water in a stocking. It makes a great gift. It's a double gift, because somebody can give this incredible album, and it's really eclectic and different and varied, and it gives so many different perspectives and sounds and styles of talking about the border and immigration. And at the same time, you're giving the gift of life to people who really need help. So we would just love it if people could buy the album and share the album and give the album as a gift and tell their friends and family. And they can get it at www.bordersongs.org.
We got fundamentalist Muslims. We got fundamentalist Jews. We got fundamentalist Christians. They'll blow the whole thing.
Bob Neustadt of the Border Songs Project was speaking with Dave Reek, the host of KAWC's The Bridge. By the way, you can hear The Bridge on our sister station, KAWC AM 1320 in Yuma, and on the KJZA radio network in northern Arizona, Monday through Friday from 8 to noon.